So welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Find a really comfortable seat. And try to bear in mind during the meditation that in essence, we experience life amidst a great deal of busyness. The world in itself is whirling about with change and demands and obligations, responsibilities. And on top of that, we have awareness that's generally pretty jumpy, looking around for things to worry about, stuff that we should take care of, things we have to deal with. And sometimes we can even spin out on real challenges or imagined ones. And just simply racing through life trying to accomplish all the things that we believe will make us safe and secure and happy tends to create a sense of awareness that never comes to a rest, never finds a place of stillness. So when we meditate, and I give instructions, the entire point is to provide objects that we can focus on that will allow the mind to quiet and still itself. So if you find that any of these suggested anchors of attention don't work for you, the one thing we don't want is for you to spin out and add a lot of self-judgment or despairing or frustration. Just find a place of stillness. It can be anywhere that you can locate in your internal experience. It can be in the feelings of your palms, the sensation of the seat, the cushion. It can be in the sense of air moving through the room. It can be in just a thought of metta, may I be peaceful. Or it could be amongst conjuring up an image of someone that you admire and consider to be a spiritual figure, someone who's been kind and consoling. So don't feel the need to struggle with any of these instructions. Give yourself permission at any point to let go of something that's just too difficult for you to stay with and stick with whatever brings your mind a sense of stillness. So with the eyes closed, and if you don't like closing your eyes, simply look at the ground in front of you. The idea is for awareness not to flood out, looking around the room, focusing on externals is not the purpose. So we can start with a very bare attention of sounds arriving to consciousness, to to our awareness. Sounds are amazing events in that the ear actually vibrates at the same frequency of the sound it hears externally. So we create a mirror of the outside world internally. So simply note the sensations of sound as they arrive and pass through awareness. We call this bare attention because we don't add any judgment. We don't prefer. Any sound, we're focusing on the act of hearing itself, not the aesthetic qualities of each sound. We don't add any stories about the sounds or visualize what's creating them. And the effort goes into staying present. Even when there's silence. To bring this receptive attention now into the body. And as usual, start with the sensations that you locate in what feels like the top of the head. And without visualizing how we look externally, very slowly take a first pass survey of the body as we know it through sensations of tingling, solidity, energy, tension, ease. As we race around through life, first thing we abandon, first set of awareness we discard is awareness of the body. And the foundation for developing self-care is to reacquaint ourselves with the sensations of being in a human form. So as you take a second pass through the body, try to add an element of compassion where you relax sensations that are tense, settle areas of the body that are fidgety and prone to impulse. So, for example, allowing the eyes to settle, the jaw if it's clenched to release, the muscles in the back of the neck, the shoulders to release, the belly to spread, and all the other muscles around the body that we habitually tighten in the arms and legs, the back, the hands, to soften and release. Just try to make the body as comfortable a vessel for your awareness as possible. And if this is difficult, simply find an area in the body that is easeful and use that as a refuge, and then return to relaxing the body. So amidst the rich array of sensations of the body, let's begin to focus awareness on the sensations of the breath. And at first using awareness to get really up close and touch the sensations, the feelings of expansion with the in-breath, the release, the out-breath, the pause in between, And as always, the idea is not to view breathing from above and from the perspective of the head, but to use awareness's ability to move throughout the body, to expand our awareness so that part of consciousness is actually contacting the energy of the in-breath and the out-breath as it moves through the torso. Like riding waves coming into shore and away. Consciousness becomes that which rests on these waves. So begin to release the breath a little from the forefront of awareness so that it's still very much in our attention. We know when we're breathing in and we know when we're breathing out. But now there's enough awareness to roam freely and greet whatever arises or arrives in awareness. It can be images, memories, thoughts, worries, perceptions. But unlike our normal, mundane, day-to-day awareness, where we jump inside the thoughts and we ride them around, losing touch with what's happening in the present. We use the anchor of the breath and body sensations to keep us outside of these visitors. We're not resisting, we're not agreeing with them, we're not being hooked, snared, and pulled away by them. We simply greet. And if a thought is persistent or loud or dark, we simply note how it affects the breath and the body and awareness. We stay outside. We're experiencing everything from the perspective of the body. We know what the thoughts are saying, but we don't agree and we don't get pulled away. when we learn to observe the mind from the perspective of the body, from the orientation of the breath, we develop a quiet, still place from which we can observe all the buzzing about of thoughts and impressions. And we have a choice whether to get involved or the ability to simply stand aside and let all the stuff that floats through pass on its own. So as we make the transition from the meditation to the rest of the evening, let's bear in mind that any peace or tranquility we developed were the result of our efforts internally. We didn't have to purchase anything or win anyone's approval. We simply needed to greet our internal experience with compassion and patience, care, attention. And so peace is always available to us. And it's skillful because it harms and exploits no one. When we're truly peaceful, we don't harm ourselves, nor do we harm others. Finally, remember that when we open our eyes, sight is a very dominant flow of information. It's very tempting for the mind to go out in search of interesting things to look at and think about. And if we allow that to happen, we lose all the internal awareness that we've cultivated over the last half hour. So when you do open your eyes, try to integrate sight in with the rest of the sensations, maintaining some awareness of all the feelings and sensations that are occurring internally.